Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about the spiritual discipline of contentment. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Spiritual Discipline of Contentment by Amanda Eidelman. Philippians 4:11 through 13. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We've all probably heard the latter part of this passage. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's a beautiful message of strength, help, and confidence that is given from the Lord. However, the context of these words are so important to understanding their message. Paul is explaining that he has endured lows, hunger, and need. It is in these trying situations that he was taught the discipline of contentment. It was then that he realized that he can do all things through the power of Christ. Not to rain on the parade of this beloved verse, but the idea that we have to endure hardship to understand what it means to be content and provided for is not as exciting as just focusing on the promise that we'll always, almost magically, have what we need in Christ. Contentment from the Bible is usually associated with moderation, a sense of God's guidance, and readiness for obedience. The definition of contentment is the state of being satisfied or the source of satisfaction. How many of us find ourselves longing to be content with the lives, bodies, marriages, finances, circumstances, personalities, faith, and stories that we have been given? Contentment is a discipline, and it is hard. Envy, ungratefulness, comparison, and fear are the things that stop us from living with contentment. Contentment is not a static state of being. It is the active pursuit of the life God has just for you. It's being ready to be obedient to God's guidance in every season. It requires laser focus on what God has for you without being distracted by what could be instead. Contentment means we have to abandon the pursuit of perfection and instead strive for God's beauty and redemption in our lives. Seeing God's beauty often takes a change in mindset, not circumstances. This may look like appreciating the way your body has served you, even if it's not in perfect shape. It can be choosing to show love to your husband, even though you experienced many seasons of struggle together, or focusing on the ways you are growing rather than obsessing over your failures. Letting go of the pride that says, I have to, or I need to, can be one of the hardest things for believers to do. Yet, this is the type of surrender we are called to. Our lives are no longer our own. We are a new creation in Christ. Contentment is a posture. It's being in the presence of God first before we pursue action. It's strategic stillness in our lives so we can have the right focus. Contentment feels like a strong sense of faith that your life is only possible because you are connected to your Creator. It's living as though He is your strength and portion. Contentment is a gift. It often can be a fleeting feeling of rightness in a moment or season. The enemy is always working to steal our peace and push into our minds another reason to doubt, fear, worry, or need. God gives us the gift of assurance, peace, joy, of knowing we are in His will and that we are loved. Even though it can be hard to find contentment in our lives, it is a good gift worth pursuing. Intersecting faith and life. Pause to consider how you can cultivate more contentment in your life. How can you better model for your children peace and enoughness in a culture that screams more, more, more? What words communicate that God is enough for you, that your life is His, and that while you are always moving forward, you never are asked to strive? You just have to walk hand in hand with Him. That is all that is required of you. Further reading. Bible verses about contentment. What we need to know about the spiritual discipline of contentment. Practicing the discipline of contentment.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.